Macmillan Audio presents Mightier Than the Sword by Jeffrey Archer. Read for you by Alex Jennings. Beneath the rule of men entirely great, the pen is mightier than the sword. Edward Bulwer Lytton, 1803 to 1873. Prologue. October 1964. Brendan didn't knock on the cabin door, just turned the handle and slipped inside, looking back as he did so to be sure no one had seen him. He didn't want to have to explain what a young man from cabin class was doing in an elderly peer's room at that time of night. Not that anyone would have commented.
"Are we likely to be interrupted?"
asked Brendan once he had closed the door.
"No one will disturb us before 7 tomorrow morning, and by then there will be nothing left to disturb."
"Good,"
said Brendan. He dropped on his knees, unlocked the large trunk, pulled open its lid, and studied the complex piece of machinery that had taken him over a month to construct. He spent the next half hour checking that there were no loose wires, that every dial was at its correct setting, and that the clock started at the flick of a switch. Not until he was satisfied that everything was in perfect working order did he get back off his knees.
"It's ready," he said. "When do you want it activated?"
3 a.m., and I'll need 30 minutes to remove all this,"
the elderly peer added, touching his double chin,
"if I'm to have enough time to get to my other cabin."
Brendan returned to the trunk and set the timer for 3 o'clock.
"All you have to do is flick the switch just before you leave and double-check that the second hand is moving. Then you'll have 30 minutes."